you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Opportunity, and I consider it a privilege to stand before your people and declare your holy and divine word. Father God, I ask that you would empty me of self, Father God. Father God, I come standing in your power, Father God. Father God, I ask that you put your words in my mouth to say to your people that someone would be encouraged today. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And let us all say amen. 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 First, giving praises to God, to Pastor Mathis. I would like to thank him for this opportunity. He's responsible for what comes from behind this sacred desk. So I thank him for giving me an opportunity and trusting me to stand this morning. To Reverend Bell, to Reverend Weston, to the officers of this church, and to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. And if you all will open your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. And I will start reading at verse 8. And it reads, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me. And after make for thee and for thy son. But thus said the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sent it rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he in her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. I would like to use as a subject this morning, the Lord will make a way. The Lord will make a way. The woman in our text really was doing all that she could and the best that she could with what she had. This is certainly not an unfamiliar feeling for many of us. There is a time in our lives when we are compelled to say, I'm just doing the best I can with what I have. This sister was broke. There had been a great recession, and all her resources of food had run out. Money was gone, and she did not know where her next meal was coming from. And on top of that, this woman had another mouth to feed. She had a child that was dependent on her, looking for its daily sustenance. It's one thing when you need help, church, but it's another thing when someone else is dependent on you for help. When someone is looking for something to eat and you don't have anything to eat yourself, that's a bad situation. Now, to some of you, this may sound extreme and foreign, while to others, we may have memories, can I get a witness, of when there was no running water, no food, no lights, no heat, no extra, no leftovers, and no money. But somehow and some way, the Lord did step in right on time, and God made a way out of no way. This woman was down to her last, and she was wondering, what in the world am I going to do? What can I do next? What is there to do next? And what the woman needed is what so many of us need right now. She needed a miracle. I say this woman need a miracle. Anybody in here this morning need a miracle? Somebody in here needs a miracle this morning. In fact, church, I know we have several members right here at Antioch who are in a place right now, and they need a miracle right now. There is someone that is unemployed and thought they would be out of work for just a little while, but that turned into months, and the months have turned into a little over a year. They really do need a miracle. And so all I'm trying to say, church, is that there is somebody in the house this morning who has been where this woman has been, there is someone who is right and who is here right now who is this woman. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but there's somebody in here that needs a miracle. If your finances have been in shambles and you are looking good on the outside, but have a zero balance in your checking account and a zero balance in your savings account, if those plastic cards have you in a place where you owe everybody and you late on everything, and tithing sounds like a curse word to you, because you do not have enough to make it from payday to payday. How many know that you need a miracle? Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? There are people that you see every week smiling on the outside, but they are in pain and hurting on the inside, because the pain just won't go away. And there's someone probably sitting close to you this morning who have been in pain all this week, and you don't know what they had to do and how they had to press their way to get into the house of God this morning. So if you see somebody sitting next to you acting a little strange this morning, don't judge them. Don't put your mouth on them, but thank God that they are here today. Listen, church, when you have done all that you can, like this woman in the text, and you can't do anymore, it seems like you don't have energy. And sometimes, you know, we get to that place, church. You just don't have the energy. It seems like all that you have has been taken away. How many know you need a miracle? You need a miracle. You need to understand that when you are at this point, that you are really in the best of hands. I almost said good hands, but that's all state. I'm saying that you are in the best of hands, because the best of hands are better than good hands. You see, good hands are insurance, but I don't preach insurance. I preach blessed assurance. Because when you are in the best of hands, you already know that the Lord will make a way. This woman in the text never focused on her problems. Because when you focus on your problems, church, you forget who provides for you for your life. Yes, I got some problems. Anybody in here got problems this morning? I got some issues. But I know who is the source of my needs. I know that I got someone that can take care of me in the midst of my issues. And so the stage is set this morning for what looks like it was a bad situation. But in verse 12 of the text, it says, "And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel." The woman said, "This is all I have. All I have is this." Anybody ever felt like that? All I have is a body that used to be healthy, but now it's not healthy. All I have, Brother Mike, is a habit that I can't break. And what little I do have is for me and my son. But that's verse 12. Look at verse 7. It says, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. But when you look at verse 7 and verse 12, we tend to forget verse 8. Verse 8 says, and the word of the Lord came unto him. All I'm trying to do is tell somebody that when things are bad, the word of the Lord will find you. When trouble is all around you, church, the word of the Lord will find you. When it looks like you don't know what to do and where to go, guess what, church? Say it with me. The word of the Lord will find you. Can I tell you and can I testify this morning, as much as I love to hear the praise team singing, as much as I love to hear the choir sing, my hope is not in singing. My hope is in the word of the Lord. Now, don't get me wrong, church. Singing helps me. Singing changes my attitude. Singing changes my disposition. But singing just can't do what the word of the Lord can do for you. So when you come into the house of the Lord, everybody ought to come in hungry to hear the word of the Lord. And so if you are preaching and teaching the word of the Lord, guess what? You have my undivided attention. But at this point in my life, I don't have time for anybody standing up preaching anything other than the word of God. When you start preaching yourself, you have lost me altogether. But the word of the Lord will prophesy over your situation. And the word of the Lord will give you hope that what you see now is not what it's going to be in the end. Then the word of the Lord came to him. And verse 8 says that the word came to the prophet. And God said to the prophet, go back and tell the woman this. This lets me know one thing, church, that God had this woman on her mind. God had this woman on his mind. Church, when you think that you're not going to make it, how many know this morning that God have you on his mind? That God has not forgotten you. It's just a matter of time that God is going to step in. And what you are going through is not what you are going to end up with. Because God has you on his mind and he will make everything all right. I got confidence this morning. Anybody in here have confidence this morning?
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Way.